Testament lesson this morning comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 9, verses 1 through 14, if you would please turn there, found on page 128 in the Pew Bible. Four comments as we look at this account of the Passover in the book of Numbers. First is this: the Passover is required. Just as at initial time, the Passover was required so the people would not fall under the gruesome death of that angel of the Lord, perpetually the people of God were supposed to keep this feast. There's a reason why in the New Testament, Paul says, Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Christ, victoriously seated at the right hand of the Father, now is our perpetual Passover lamb. But we needed to see that this requirement that blood be shed to cover for sin was a feast that was required and to be commemorated by the people. Secondly, the Passover shows us this. It shows us the holiness of God versus the heinousness of our sin. It shows us that God cannot be in the presence of sin, and therefore these men who have been defiled according to Levitical code and law, they came to Moses and Aaron and said, can provision be made? We would wish to keep the Passover, but can we? Thirdly, this passage shows us a shadow or a foretaste of the engrafting of the Gentiles, and indeed that the covenant would be good for those who were true seeds of Abraham, those who were true Israel, not just an ethnic people. And lastly, of course, the Passover shows us grace. There was a provision made for sinners. There has been a provision made for sinners that the Passover lamb, just as he covered them from dark death, so in the last day, we who are united to Christ by faith will be covered and are covered even now by his work. We'll give ear to the reading of God's holy word in the book of Numbers, chapter 9, beginning at verse 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai. In the first month of the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, let the people of Israel keep the Passover at its appointed time. On the 14th day of this month at twilight, you shall keep it at its appointed time. According to all its statutes and all its rules, you shall keep it. So Moses told the people of Israel that they should keep the Passover. And they kept the Passover in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at twilight, in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So the people of Israel did. And there were certain men who were unclean through touching a dead body, so that they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they came before Moses and Aaron on that day. And those men said to him, we are unclean through touching a dead body. Why are we kept from bringing the Lord's offering at its appointed time among the people of Israel? And Moses said to them, wait, that I may hear what the Lord will command concerning you. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the people of Israel, saying, if any one of you or your descendants is unclean through touching a dead body, or is on a long journey, he shall still keep the Passover to the Lord. In the second month, on the 14th day at twilight, they shall keep it. They shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break any of its bones. According to all the statute for the Passover, they shall keep it. But if anyone who is clean and is not on a journey fails to keep the Passover, that person shall be cut off from his people because he did not bring the Lord's offering at its appointed time. That man shall bear his sin. And if a stranger sojourns among you and would keep the Passover to the Lord, according to the statute of the Passover and according to its rule, so shall he do. You shall have one statute, both for the sojourner and for the native. Thus far, the reading of God's holy word.